Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Happy Monday. I feel like this is the first week of normalcy, hopefully, for 2025. Because, you know, like the first couple of days after New Year's, they felt like in the middle of the week. Then last week, we had the snowstorm. So this is like the first Monday we're going to start off like, okay, now it's actually a full week. Mm-hmm. Your kids are not going to be off school or extended or weird schedules, hopefully.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Right.
Maybe.
Because it is the time of the year that, like, literally everyone's still got their coats on in the studio.
It's freezing.
It is cold, right?
Yeah, it's like a really, I mean, Alex, not to steal your weather today, but I think the highs are only going to be in the 20s the whole day.
Yeah.
It's so cold.
Alex is furious. Now, look at him just coming in with that weather report.
Right.
Yeah.
That was top-notch weather report. Hannah does watch. Hannah's the only person I know that watches the local news religiously.
Yeah.
Kevin, you watch the local news.
Do.
But not
I
like,
do.
I don't think the way Hannah does.
No.
No one watches it.
I don't miss a day.
Yeah. Right. Hannah watches it like nonstop. You sound like one of those.
As Kendrick would say, she's a fan. She's a fan.
That's right.
I am. Yeah. The local news. I am a fan.
How was your weekend, though, Hannah? I know you're on baby watch.
Yeah, I am on baby watch. My sister is in the hospital right now in labor to have my next nephew. And so I'm watching her other son. And I am so anxious. He slept through the night, but I actually was the one that didn't sleep through the night.
Yeah, welcome to parenthood.
Yeah, I hate it. I don't like it at all.
The kid's sleeping and I'm not now. What is going on?
Yeah, just, you know, check in to hear, is he okay? Is he okay? What is he doing? Like, why is he sleeping so good? So yeah, just anxiously awaiting the next baby.
It's crazy because she went in last night to get induced. And so technically, she really is in labor right now.
Right.
It's such a weird feeling. Like, my sister's in labor.
Yeah, I know. It's super weird.
Kevin, how was your weekend?
Pretty good. You know, it was the first time the kids actually went out and played in the snow yesterday. Got on snow outfits. Jackson's so big.
They're teenagers. I'm surprised they did that at all.
Well,
so that's good.
I still do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not a teenager.
You were alone.
You go through
in
these
that.
Worlds too, like where like you're like when you're
I
like 12,
I have never
13.
Stopped playing in the snow.
Even when you were 13?
Yes.
Yeah, it's because you were like a weird teenager though.
Probably.
But my brother-in-law built like a sled type, you know, I don't know, a toboggan run with the hill
and
everything.
Cool.
So they had a blast. And Jackson's got to wear my clothes now because he's so big. He grew out of everything else.
Wow, that's cool. Look at that. How about you, AB?
Well, it was the last weekend with my entire family home. So that's always sad. And my youngest sister went back to college in Kentucky yesterday.
You guys usually always drive her as a family. You guys didn't do that this time, right?
Just to move her in. So she's already moved in. It's second semester, so it's different. So she she just drives down by herself, but she like sobs her whole way there every time.
Oh.
I saw that she posted on her Instagram story like a sad song in the car. I was like, damn, she's going through it.
What about you, Alex? How was your weekend?
Mine was pretty relaxed. I didn't do a ton. Went out to a couple good meals, but for the most part, just was able to relax.
You were in the same city, so that's new for you.
I was in the same city. Yeah, I didn't go anywhere.
You know,
I'm trying to, my motto this year is to try to just do less.
That's a good, I think that's.
Do less.
Do less.
Right, the opposite last year.
Yeah.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
I feel like this time of the year, the good news is even more important because sometimes I feel like it's hard to get. And it's traveling at this time of the year around the holidays are so stressful, especially when you're traveling for some sad news. There was a woman named Hannah White. She recently shared a story about how Delta Airlines helped her say her last words to her mom. She had gotten word that her mom was passing away. And one of those situations happened like, okay, you better go quickly. Something's going to happen. You try to move as quickly as you can. This time of the year, there's snowstorms happening, holiday flight travel. AB, you got stuck at the airport because of
like
all that stuff.
5,000 flights canceled.
5,000 flights canceled. No one was able to do anything. What Delta ended up doing and strangers helped her get to her mom. Delta actually held a plane back and all the passengers agreed to it. Like, hey, this is why she's traveling. She's on a delayed flight. Can we wait the plane? And everyone agreed to it.
Wow.
People then moved out of her way so she'd be the first people off and then helped her get to her gate, also she can get on her connecting flight so then she can make it in time to say her last words to her mom and have that moment.
That's awesome.
Wow.
That's so
Isn't
cool.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that people will step up when they need to step up in a time like
and
that.
And Delta asked that question, and you have to get the whole plane to agree. Like, we'll wait at the gate, whatever it takes, let her get here and arrive so she can have this moment with her mom. Because we're all living this busy life. We're all probably on a plane trying to go somewhere, but we all realize there's something bigger happening, and there was a moment that was happening. What a powerful story.
That humans were actually good people in that yes. moment.
Especially because, like, AB was dealing with it. Nobody is happy.
Right.
At that time. Right. Everyone's flight has been canceled and delayed, and then someone
Nobody
comes out.
Nobody wanted to help me.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you go on, and you're like, hey, who wants to delay this flight even more? I guess. But yeah, what a really cool, powerful story. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
All right, poll today on the Brett Mega Show. You're leaving out the door. You're getting ready. You sit down and grab a shoe. What is the first shoe you're grabbing to put on?
You know, this is really hard for me to think of, but I'm pretty sure I choose my dominant foot, which is the right foot.
I thought the same thing. I didn't realize this because I have to put my kids' shoes on, and I'm constantly like grabbing different shoes, whatever one we could find around the house. And then I started realizing there is a shoe that is my go-to move.
Yeah, but see, now that's funny because if I'm putting on my tennis shoes, it's my right shoe. I'm right-handed. Okay. I do my right shoe. However, if I'm doing the winter boots, it's my left boot first.
Really? What? Yeah. Interesting.
And the reason is, I think it's because I'm standing on my right foot, my right leg as I put it on.
Oh,
that makes sense.
A little thrust to it, you know?
Leg or something like that. So, yeah.
Alex, you got good shoe game?
Yeah, for me, it's the right foot. But it's funny because when I was playing baseball, I was superstitious about stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
And so I kind of just remembered which shoe I put on the game before that, and I would switch off. So, like,
really,
I would do the right foot first one game, then the next
game,
I would do the left foot.
Oh,
first.
Wow, that's
remember?
A lot of work, man.
Which
I thought about it after a while. I was like, I naturally just do this.
The rotation,
wow. Really,
it was a rotating, but now it's just strictly the right foot. First.
I really think that I just do whatever shoe is closest to me.
Do
at
you?
That time.
I was gonna say, none of us,
I don't think it's always the right, always the left. It's just whatever shoe I pick up first.
I thought that, and then I started being observant to this because I'm like, oh, I wonder if I do this because, you know, with the kids, I'm just grabbing whatever. Right. And then a lot of times I started noticing, like, they would stick their foot out, like the right foot, because I'm like, oh, I would just gravitate towards that. And I started noticing I was doing it. So maybe try to do it for like a week, just like pay attention and see if you actually are just loosey-goosey
Which
with your
UGG
shoes.
I put on first.
Yeah, sure, you put on first. But yeah, I'm a right foot person as well. And now that I was thinking about it, I might be a boot guy like Kevin too. I was trying to think of, like, I wonder if I'm different with boots. I definitely think I'd, you know what's interesting? I put the shoes on and then I tie my left. So I'll put the shoes on and then go back and tie.
Tie them. I slip into mine even though they're tied.
You don't put it on,
Whoa.
Tie it, then put the
yeah,
other one on.
Yeah, I realize I was just thinking of that now. I didn't even catch that. See, think about how you put your shoes on today. This show makes you
just
think.
A rabbit hole.
That's what people say. That's what people have been saying about the Brett Mega Show. It makes you think.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Keep it moving is where I read a headline and then Hannah either tells me keep it moving, skip past that story, or she'll ask for more details about the story in the next 2 minutes. We are now freezing people. The future is here.
Why are we freezing people?
You can just, like, you know, so you can hold on to them. There's this company called TimeShift, and they describe it as the world's first crypto preservation facility. It's got cutting-edge AI technology that has freezing techniques. Then they're saying that certain things it could do, it could allow, like, cancer patients who are struggling to, like, freeze them and then wait for their medical advancements, things like
that's
that.
That's so disturbing. I feel like I'm going to puke hearing that.
Think about
really?
It. Like, we can, like, freeze Austin Powers and then bring him back.
Kev,
and we
you
need
sound
him to save the
like
world.
You're interested
no,
in this.
Cryogenics.
Do you want to try it out?
Cryogenics has been around for quite some time. I mean, there's always that huge rumor about Walt Disney where they froze Walt
thinking.
Disney.
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Oh, yeah. They froze Walt Disney and bring him back, you know?
Where is he now?
I mean, we only have
it's
2 minutes.
Guys, yeah, right. I hate all of this. Keep moving.
Elvis, too, is probably frozen.
Right.
You know? No, yep. He's just alive. Same with Michael Jackson. But anyway, keep moving.
If you make love on the first date, what will it say about your love life?
You tell me.
You want to know? Okay. They say it actually is good for your long-term relationship.
What?
Hooking up on the first date usually gets a bad rap, but couples who do this after a long study say they're more likely to fall in love. One of the things is there's this overwhelming feeling of what's going to happen when we hook up, and it actually makes you connect faster, more open up even more, share more details about your life because you feel more
comfortable. Yeah, you're sharing a lot.
You're sharing a lot. A viral proposal that everyone's talking about.
Okay, what is it this
You time? Know the scene in The Wedding Singer when Adam Sandler starts singing to Drew Barrymore, I Want to Grow Old With You on the airplane?
Yeah.
Somebody did that. In the middle of an airplane, Watch everyone watched and started singing "I Want to Grow Old with You" and then proposed in front of everyone on the airplane.
Whoa! Man, we went from deep conspiracy theories to happy proposals.
The show's got a lot of range.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Tim, you versus Hannah. It's a pop culture showdown. Are you a pop culture king?
I am not. I'll do my best, though.
All right, good answer. All right, Hannah, get on out of here. Leave the room. We're going to ask Tim 5 pop culture questions. Hannah leaves the room. She can't hear the questions or the answers that Tim is giving, and I'm going to bring Hannah back in and see if who gets more correct, all right? All right, Tim, I know you've been locked in on this Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni case. Well, the lawyer thinks that Nice Pool was making fun of and attacking Justin Baldoni. Who plays Deadpool?
Ryan Reynolds.
Boom. Mm-hmm. Who is Notre Dame's mascot? Notre Dame Fighting Irish in the national championship. Kevin, huge fan. I'm a huge fan. We need to know their mascot.
What is it? I'm not sure what it is.
Throw out a mascot name.
Kevin.
The Notre Dame Kevins. We need them to rename them the Notre Dame Kevins.
I love it. Kevin is an Irish
name.
What
it is.
All right, which Today Show member had their last show on Friday?
Today Show.
Kevin.
I do not know. Yeah, it's Kevin.
Okay. Which social media app will be shut down on January 19th unless the Supreme Court steps in?
On my birthday.
Yeah.
TikTok.
Boom. And then Peter Pan's fairy friend was named what?
Tinkerbell.
Yeah, Tinkerbell. Yeah, there you go. Nice 3 out of 5. Not bad showing, Tim. Let's see how Hannah does. We're going to bring her back in one song and see how she can get 3 out of 5 correct. Okay, Tim?
All right.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room to play Hannah's homeschool. Tim just got done answering 5 pop culture questions, and when Hannah was out of the room, she looks at us lonely, sadly, because she cannot hear the conversation. We miss you, Hannah.
Miss you, too.
That was nice.
I know, that was really nice.
Good job,
today.
Brett.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we, like, kind of, sort of miss you.
Oh, okay.
Because Tim got 3 out of 5 correct. Tim was pretty strong, all right?
Okay.
Tie goes towards Hannah. Hannah's got to get more right than Hannah, or than Tim. All right, Justin Baldoni's lawyer thinks Nice Pool was making fun of and attacking Justin Baldoni. Who plays Deadpool?
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds. Kevin has been obsessed with. I love this team as well. Playing in the college football national championship.
Notre Dame! Fighting Irish!
What is their mascot? Hannah! Fighting Irish!
Yep.
Tim thought they were named the Notre Dame Kevins.
Yes, right.
Oh, well, I'm glad I, like, answered that before you asked me, because if you would have asked me their mascot, I would have just said Irish.
Well,
it's an Irish leprechaun.
Yeah, yeah. So. Fighting Kevins would have been right. Cooler, though.
Yeah.
Which Today Show member had their last show on Friday?
Hoda.
Which social media app will be shut down on January 19th unless the Supreme Court steps in?
TikTok
is correct. And then Peter Pan's fairy friend was?
Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
I wanted to say Jack Sparrow. That's not right.
Peter Pan and Jack Sparrow.
Exactly.
Yeah. 5-4-5, Hannah. Congratulations. You get the win. Get 5-for-5. You're undefeated in 2025. So, Tim, you got to say this is Tim and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Tim and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Mega Mind question of the day. 96% of us, almost every single person,
Whoa.
Agrees about this. We have no patience for this. 96% of us say we have no patience for what, Hannah?
We all talked about this in the studio last week, and we almost had to use the dump button. We all got so fired up. And I'm going to say cutting in line.
Oh.
No patience for it.
Yeah. No patience for someone who's a line cutter.
I think it's something that happened to me the other day. We have no patience for people who delay starting when the light turns green.
Oh, like beep?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they honk immediately.
Yeah. Now they don't even give you a second.
They didn't give me a second. Come on. I was going. I'm sorry. I just didn't notice it real quick. Got the beep. Got the honk.
I think just slow drivers in general.
No patience for slow drivers.
I'm going to say slow walkers.
Slow walkers.
Ooh. Like, I'm a very fast walker, and that always irks me.
Good answers, guys. No one got it correct. 96% of us have no patience. They will not do what? They cannot wait for this. That answer's coming our way in 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
Mega Mind question of the day is 96% of people say we have no patience for this. what people can't stand, Hannah. They can't even wait for it.
Yeah, people are definitely just like ranting on the text line and letting out all their annoyances. Teacher Suzanne said parallel parking is super annoying. Carolina texted in and said, in crowded settings, people who just stand in the middle of everyone's way. Yeah. Move over, is what she said. Philip texted in and said, everyone cannot wait in traffic. So just everyone's trying to, you know, get out of there as fast as they can. The Walsh family texted in and said ads. The musician fam definitely said something I agree with. Slow replies to a text where the three dots just keep going.
Okay, we're in the right wheelhouse, but it's not text messages. It's something else like that. It's voicemails. 96
are annoying?
Yes, they will not listen through a whole voicemail.
They can only be like, what, 2 minutes?
Right.
No, yes. So I don't listen to voicemails and... For AB over there, voice to text thing, Majingy, either.
Voice memos are awesome.
Voice memos suck. No one's listening to 3 minutes of you rant.
You can read
like 20 minutes.
You can read a voice message, and that's what I do. I don't listen to it, and I think 96% of people agree. We just look at it like, okay, what was the details? I'll call this person back. Stop leaving voicemails and voice memos.
Nope.
Mega Minds.
Let's be honest, when you tell someone, text me when you get home safely, we all just kind of assume and expect that we're going to get a text message later on. Hey, everything's worked out, home safely. And then you go, felt good. We did not expect the text message we got from Hannah on Friday saying I had to get picked up on the side of the road. On Friday, the snow was supposed to come down. I felt like around 8, 9, 10 o'clock. And early on in the morning, we could just see it started just coming down. And the road just started getting worse and worse and worse. So to be honest, complete transparency here on the show, well, we always should give you, we actually put a couple of we recorded some things because we can record things. And we got out of here a little bit early. Mm-hmm. We like left some of the recorded part of the show and we left to make sure we can get home safely. And Hannah did not get home safely.
No, I didn't. So I was on my way home and I was using all of my like snow driving knowledge. Like I didn't even have my radio turned up because I was really scared because I was noticing like even the highways were bad. Everything was bad.
It was nasty.
It was really bad because it wasn't just a lot of snow coming down. There was ice left over from the storm earlier in the week. So it was snow and ice on top of each other. And it was like downpouring snow, so it was hard to see. And I almost made it home. I was on a side road and I must have hit like a patch of ice. I don't even know what happened, but my car spun out multiple times, like fully in circles, and I couldn't do anything. I had to take my hands off of the steering wheel. My brakes weren't working. Like I was completely out of control. And I remember being so tense and I couldn't even like pray. I was so scared. Like there was no thoughts in my mind. Really, the only thing I was thinking was, I don't care what happens to my car, which is crazy for me to say, because if you know me, you know I'm like the biggest freak about my car and it's my life. But I was like, you know what? I don't give a crap what happens to my car. I'm nervous something's gonna happen to me, because as I was going downhill, and I couldn't have any control.
How many times do you think you spun around?
At least three.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
It just feels like a blur.
At least three full circles. Like, it wasn't like a quick thing. I just kept going downhill. But I was leading towards the edge of the road that went to a drop-off. So if I would have went off-road, my car would have, like, tumbled
into the ditch. Yeah,
like, tumbled down, like, flipped down. And I would have been really hurt. So that's all I was thinking was, like, I don't care about the car. I literally don't care about the car. I could get hurt, and I might not make it home. And it was so scary. So God had my back and my car didn't go off the hill. It didn't hit any signs. And by the grace of God, no cars were coming because it was a busy side street.
Yeah, wow, that's crazy that it hit nothing. It just missed around.
No, and my car perfectly landed in the opposite direction of the street. I was going the other way. And I just had to sit there and my body was in shock. Like I was trying to remain calm, but my body was like shaking so bad because I didn't know what to do. So I tried to just like pull over, but then the roads were still so slick. So I just had to leave my car because I was like, I can't go anywhere. Like I'm trying to pull myself together. But even like with my attempt at a best mental state. Like, my car literally can't drive, so I didn't know what to do. So I had to call my brother, and he had to come and, like, try and help me and try and help get my car. And once again, I was like, okay, now I have to leave my car on this side of the road. Like, mm-hmm. what if somebody hits it? Like, yeah, once right. again, yeah. I don't really care because I just need to get the hell out of here. It was so scary. I've never had anything happen like that. Like, that was definitely my closest call to, like, getting in an accident or hurting myself. And I now definitely look at driving in those conditions differently. And even if you're doing everything right, there was nothing I could have done. Like, it just right. was out of my control.
You can tell you're still shaken yeah. up by it.
It was scary as hell. I am shaken up about it. Like, and it also makes me think differently when you tell people to, like, arrive safely or text me when you get home. Yeah. I look at that differently now because I wasn't in a good position. Like, you guys had no idea. Like, I was yeah. I was not safe.
I know when you send those, like hey, we all laughed and like, hey, everyone send a text making sure we get our home safely. Like I said, you just assume mm-hmm. that everyone's gonna send that text mm-hmm. and you feel good about it. But I felt like AB and I live, I don't know, like 10, 12 minutes from here. Like, I got a text message from AB. Like, I felt like it was like 35 minutes later. It's like, watch our exit.
Yeah, our exit was horrible.
It like, took her like three times mm-hmm. the amount of time that it normally does. We hadn't heard from Hannah, who lives a little bit farther. I'm like, man, everyone is just taking so long. And then Hannah's like, texted that she'd had to get like pulled over on the side of the road. Kevin, who lives like an hour away, took him forever to text yeah. that he had gone home safely. That's the type of conditions we're all dealing with on Friday.
Yeah, and you know, I will say this, and kudos to the weathercasters, because they have been spot on mm-hmm. with this, and kudos to people who've listened, who are like, you know what, I don't need to be on the roads, because when it is that bad, sadly, things like that happen. I'm so glad you're okay, Hannah, because man, that's always the scariest thing too, when you have no control.
Yeah.
And you can't do anything about it. You're just like, Jesus, take the wheel.
Literally.
Yeah. Right. Jesus, take the wheel. Had some help is exactly what I have right now. I have some house guests at my house to help me out. I was talking to you guys about how just the like end of the year, a bunch of crap was going wrong, especially with my house. Like, my basement had flooded, and so we'd ripped up all the carpet and it was basically just back to cement. We had a bunch of, you know, drywall issues and a bunch of stuff happening. And I say a bunch of stuff because I know nothing about any of it at all. I am the least handy person that's ever walked the planet. Like, if you were to hand me a tool and say, what does it do? I would just try to do the opposite of whatever it's probably for. Like a screwdriver, I'd start hammering stuff with it. Look at me knowing tools and stuff.
Yeah.
So my father-in-law is in town. My wife's biological dad is extremely handy. He's a carpenter by trade. And so we have him as a house guest. To say I'm excited about that would be a lie. It just sucks having guests, and then having guests in the situation that we have, because like he's staying in the basement that he's working on and helping us do some of these repairs and stuff like that, and some of the home stuff we need to do. So he's just sleeping on like a bed in the cement. And then like, I feel like any dad, because that's what dads do. Like, he wants to help his daughter. So he's like, you know, like, what's going on with this? How do you do this? And then he's like, bro, why is this broken around the house? He's just seeing all the crap that I haven't been doing, which that sucks. Not going to lie. He's just pointing out all the things right? that I can't do. Mm-hmm. And then here's where it gets worse, guys. I have got another handyman coming today. My dad is coming.
What?
I don't know why.
Wow.
My dad is down.
Yeah, my dad is not very handy either. I've learned my handiness from him. But he's like, well, if he's coming in town, you can use an extra hand. I want to be there for you guys. And like, guys, and all it does is make me feel extremely pathetic that I cannot take care of anything. That everyone's like, this guy needs a lot of help. But I do. And it is extremely stressful because I have two little kids all upstairs. And my upstairs area is not very large or big. And then I have my father-in-law is a handy guy downstairs doing work and sawing wood and all this stuff that I can't even help him with. And then my dad's going to be there with them.
Where the hell are you going to put your dad?
Yeah. That's what my wife said. I have
in
no
bed with you.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting visit. Right.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. So I have a whole full house. My dad's not leaving until Friday. I try to tell my dad, maybe you should just wait. He's like, no, you need help. And so, yeah, I have a bunch of handy people trying to help me and two different father-in-laws. And I usually try to keep everyone separate because they all have different opinions.
Right.
And now I feel like I'm going to have a lot of cooks in my kitchen as I'm trying to do a remodel. Like, this is what you guys should do. Like, no, this is what you guys should do. And then my wife and I are probably going to kill each other trying to decide what to do and actually do with some of these fixes and things like that.
Man, I think this sounds like a disaster.
Oh, it's definitely a disaster.
I can't even argue with you on that.
Yeah,
I mean, already, like, when you have, like, a home remodel going on, it's stiff between you and your spouse.
Oh, yeah, we've been fighting nonstop all weekend about everything.
But now to add in both of your parents, it's going to be like an in-law war of like, well, no, I can help hammer this. No, I can do it. Oh, boy.
And I definitely think they're going to try to, like,
One up each other.
I think my dad realizes that, like, he's not good at these things, so he will take a back seat, but he definitely is a strong, opinionated person. And so I think he's going to be like, telling my father-in-law, you should do this type of work. My father-in-law's like, you don't even know how to do it. And I just be like, everyone stop. So yeah, I'm thinking I might die before Friday.
Yeah.
Like, the worst combination at my home right now.
Does anybody have any words of encouragement for him?
I mean, you gotta look on the positives.
I'm like Hannah. When Hannah's car slid out, we were just talking about, my hands are off the wheel and I'm just praying. Right.
What are the positives, Kev? I'd like to hear this.
Yeah. Please, Kev, we're leaning on you.
Yeah, here we go, Kev. Let's see, because you could spit anything.
I think the positives are you've got two people willing to help and they're there to redo your basement. So you're getting a basement redone by two people who really care about you and really care about your family.
Yeah, put them to work, I guess. It's
best,
not, I mean,
yeah.
It's in their hands.
If they're going to be there, at least put them to work, you know?
Yeah. Everyone, no one thinks I'm going to make it to Friday.
No.
Well, we had a good run. AB actually has her own handyman situation, but instead of father-in-laws and things like that, she went in a completely different direction.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? Find out in 3 minutes on Y98. AB and I have taken on different strategies when it comes to handymen.
Mm-hmm.
I just was talking about how my father-in-law is staying with us for a little while because he's extremely handy and really good at all that contractor stuff. He's a carpenter by trade. And so he's doing some remodeling stuff for us because we had a bunch of issues with our basement and the house. And so he's trying to help us out. And then my dad is actually flying in today. So I got two father-in-laws. AB is taking on a different strategy. She needed a handyman to help her.
Mm-hmm.
What was your strategy? You didn't go with the dad bod?
No. My dad refused to help me, actually. He said, hire someone to do it. So I went on TaskRabbit for the first time because I needed my curtains installed. I needed these lights installed and a dresser built.
Okay.
There's a ton of people on TaskRabbit, I've learned. Most of them are like older, like burly men.
I've used them before because I am not handy. And mm-hmm. My father-in-law lives in Chicago. My dad lives in Florida, so I can't usually call them. So I've had to use people on TaskRabbit before even like, you know, to open my blinds because I'm so not handy.
To open your blinds.
So yeah, I'm all over the TaskRabbit. That's great service. There's like tons of reviews. You can get all the information you need. Mm-hmm. Great service.
Yeah, most of them had hundreds of great reviews, 5-star reviews.
Yeah.
And then I saw this one guy, and he looked kind of my age, and he looked kind of cute. He only had one review, and that was the issue, but I was like, I'm going to go for it.
What?
So I hired this guy.
Because he was cute?
Yes.
Say it a lot. I hired the hot guy.
Yes.
Hot handyman,
he
Hank.
He shows up to my apartment with his pregnant girlfriend.
What?
And she built my dresser.
No!
Shut up.
Wow.
What?
Well, now we know why he doesn't have a lot of reviews.
Are you kidding me? No.
Okay, hold up. So many questions. First one is, why did the pregnant girlfriend show up? Did she not trust him because he knew that handyman was like coming over like a porn movie or what?
Right. I think that they seem like they had the best relationship on planet Earth. I have never seen anybody interact the way the two of them did. They were so kind. I think they just didn't want to be apart.
Mm.
Literally.
She put together the dresser?
And then you made her do the work?
Yeah, I just had to sit and watch.
As you watched her pregnant, just screwed in the bolts and whatever they do to screw in things?
Yes.
No.
I will say I had a similar situation when I got my basement finished. A guy that did my tile like brought, I guess, what was his girlfriend at the time over. And it was kind of the situation that you were in, Brett, where it was like there was so much going on. I don't really care how the job gets done.
Yes.
Just if you're going to have an extra helper here to help you do it and the price for me is going to be the same, then whatever.
Yeah.
But I do think it is, I would have liked the heads up maybe, right?
Well, I didn't mind. I mean, most people told me you're hiring a stranger with one review to come, he's going to murder you. So I felt better that there was a girl there.
That he's a family man.
Yeah.
Did you feel that
he brought an accomplice?
Did you? Because I think you were really hoping he showed up single, hot and sweaty with like and then had to take his shirt off to do the dresser. That's what I really thought you were thinking.
That was the hope, but...
They call that an alibi.
Yeah.
I mean, how did you feel when you opened the door and there was...
She said, damn.
I just could not believe my eyes.
Yeah, she said, damn, he's taken, huh?
How pregnant do you think she was? Yeah.
She wasn't too pregnant.
Well, were you,
it was, wasn't like she was like 9 months pregnant.
So you thought maybe there was a chance they weren't going to make it? Like, right. She's not
there's
too
still
pregnant.
Time to invade the relationship.
Yeah. Like, she wasn't pregnant enough for a weird committed.
Well, it's just, he's the face of the business, and she's the business.
And she's the work. Yeah.
Yeah.
But AB's intentions were not pure at all. No. All these reviews... Great burly guys.
Yeah.
Like, give me this hottie.
She would go for the hot, innocent nerd.
Yeah. And then he showed up with his pregnant,
damn.
Pregnant girl. She's like,
at least you tried to shoot your shot.
How do you do? How does she do, I guess, actually?
She did great. The dresser works awesome. All right. I mean,
boom. There you go.
Couldn't have asked for anything more.
Two reviews.
He was single.
Two reviews now.
I did. I reviewed them.
Did you?
What's a review say? May show up with girlfriend.
Pregnant girlfriend.
Yeah, ladies, well, I mean, he's I guess not
if you,
single.
If you wait long enough, they may show up with the child
yeah,
as
no
well.
Yeah, no kidding. Cart around the whole family.
Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
If you guys remember Justin Bieber, we might start hearing a whole lot more of him on this station. I'll tell you why I'm saying that in just 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
It has been a hot sec since we have heard anything music-wise from our guy Justin Bieber. 4 years, to be exact. But rumor has it he's currently preparing his musical comeback. So there's this like little rumor article thing called What I'm Hearing Newsletter, and it said that Justin Bieber is preparing to make his musical comeback this year. Some of the things that it claims that there's been like behind the motion scenes, including that Justin Bieber secured a new high power of attorney, he has new music, and even a willingness to hit the stage, which is something that Justin has been battling. So those reasons I heard in this article, I'm like, okay, so, he misses his music, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. But a reason that he might be coming back that was rumored that I believe is that he needs money.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
And he needs money because if you guys remember, he canceled the Justice World tour and he has to pay back his promoter for promoting his tour and getting all that stuff out. So he might be hurting for money and he hasn't made anything in 4 years. He's just been like living this married dad life. So he might need this money to come back.
There's just people that I think we need to come to terms with that we're never going to get new music from. Rihanna, she can promote and tease that she's going to make an album. She is a businesswoman. She is fine. Selena Gomez, she is a billionaire, businesswoman. Right. We're never getting new music. We can hear it. Bieber is another person they throw out. Like, will we ever get new music from Bieber? I think yes. Because one, I think he doesn't have those other streams of income. He needs money. And I do think he's in his dad life and he doesn't like everything that comes with making music. But this is his source of income. This is what he does for a living.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to get new Justin Bieber music. I just wonder, because I think Justin Bieber music is so good. Like, so good. Like, one of the best out there. Why does he have to perform on a stage?
Yeah.
Why does he have to tour? Why can't we just get a song that Justin Bieber releases? It's awesome. We listen to it. We enjoy it. And we don't have to deal with all the other Justin Bieber crap. Because
I mean, is it fair, though, to his fans?
Yes. I think I'd rather...
You don't want to see him up there hating his life.
Yeah, he hates performing.
The last concert I saw of him was awful.
I do think he'd be the type of person that would release music and then only perform at, like, the big things, right?
Yeah. I just would rather have that. Like, I hate this version of Justin Bieber who is not very nice, who we question his character, we question him as a person. I'd rather just enjoy some good Bieber music and then never have to deal with it.
Yeah.
I think the last 4 years, we have dealt with a lot less Bieber explosions because he's not in the spotlight like he used to be, right? Mm-hmm. Like not doing interviews, not on stage. Just give me some new Bieber music and save the interviews, save the stage, and just give me some new good music to jam out to, man.
I mean, yeah, it's hard for me not to have a bad taste in my mouth.
Agreed.
Because AB did bring up a good point. I don't want to see you do anything if you hate it. If you're just doing it to get yourself out of debt, then like, as a fan, I'm not really going to take in your music the same as I would have, like, if I knew you actually cared about it and actually wanted to do it.
I do think he likes music. I just think he doesn't like everything that comes with music.
Yeah.
And that's performances, interviews,
right. The
politics and business side of the music. I think he likes the art of it.
Yeah. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah. It's time to go.
No commercials holding us back. We're commercial free. Anyone out there ever asked someone to be your maid of honor in a really cute way that was just like, oh my God, I knocked this out of the park? Or you were asked to be a maid of honor and you just absolutely love what they did, because they always do it in like a big way. You ask someone and it's like the cutest, biggest way possible. I think maybe AB's friend needs some advice on how to do it. 314-531-9898. Both Hannah's best friend got and AB's best friend got engaged. And I feel like a lot of people get engaged around this time of the year. Mm-hmm. And AB was just asked to be her friend's maid of honor. But in the most interesting way, this is such a dude way of asking someone to be your maid of honor.
So one of my best friends, London, got engaged over like Thanksgiving break. And I was just at a Mexican restaurant with my family the other day. And she texted me and just said, hey. And I was like, hi, what's up? And she goes, so do you want to be my maid of honor?
She texted, do you want to be my maid of honor?
And then like a huge paragraph of, if you're too busy, I totally get it. You know, you have a lot going on, blah, blah, blah. Like, I need to know now before I start like asking people if you'll do it. So she thought that there was a chance I might say no.
Has anyone ever said no before? I feel like people don't say no most of the time.
Yeah, and I texted her back. I was like, of course I will be your maid of honor. Like, I will make time for this. I think it's so fun. Like,
does she know AB? Like, I mean, I know she asked her to be her maid of honor, but maybe you guys should get to know each other better, because AB has never said no to anything, ever.
Yeah, literally. That's a good point. But I was like, of course, of course. And then she was like, okay, cool, forget I asked anything. I still have to ask you officially. I just wanted to make sure. And I've never heard of anybody doing that before. But then when I really thought about it, I was like, you kind of do have to do that, because had I said no and she already asked people to be bridesmaids, she would have had to go back to one of those people and been like, you're my second choice, basically. Will you actually not just be a bridesmaid, but will you be my maid of honor?
Guys,
I don't know.
I disagree.
I don't like the pre-ask.
I also think that, like, it's almost like the proposal thing. Like, you know, if you're proposing to someone and you don't know if they're going to say yes or not, maybe you shouldn't propose. Like, you know the maid of honor is going to say yes. You know each other.
I think she was genuinely worried.
Is there a reason
there's a point for her to formally ask you anymore?
I think you're good. This is how guys do it, okay? I don't know, Alex, maybe you're different, because Alex is, you know, going and planning a wedding right now. I just asked my brother, I was like, hey, you want to be my best man? Like, we just had a casual conversation. But women, dude, they do these huge, huge asks, these huge proposals. Did you ask for people to stand up in your wedding?
I actually took each person out to dinner, like whatever, when we hung out with them, and I gave them each one of my checking in hats with like kind of a handwritten letter, like, will you check in with me at my wedding and be in my wedding? And my brother is my best man, but still, I mean, I wouldn't have changed anything. Now, Annie, for her, when she asked like her maid of honor and everybody to be in her wedding, she did a handwritten note and then did a custom like charm bracelet with like 10 charms on each bracelet that reminded her of that person.
Wow.
And gave them, and it was like,
wow,
I think pretty over the top. I think that was like, and there was like the exchange of it, they were crying, and it was so like, it almost made me cry every time she asked somebody to be in the wedding. Yeah.
See, I just like, I'm really surprised, because I know your friend Lyndon and she's so creative. So
I'm sure
surprised.
Whatever is to come will be great.
Well, there's a point in doing
that.
I still want it.
You do?
Because I knew.
I think she crushed it. Text message, hey, you want to do this? Boom, we're good to go. No. We're best friends.
I've known for years that I'm going to be your maid of honor, so it wasn't even a surprise when she had texted me that. And so, like, it wasn't going to be a surprise anyway, her asking me with, like, a gift.
I'm assuming
we're
good.
So I still want the gift.
You want the gift? Okay.
Yeah.
Anyone out there, clearly, this friend London needs some help, okay? She needs to figure out an idea for some gifts ideas. The charm bracelet one is adorable, awesome, cool moment. How did you ask people to stand up in your wedding? How did you ask your maid of honor to be your maid of honor? Or if you're someone who's like, they asked me, and I love that they did this, what did they do for you? 314-531-9898. 98, 98. Such an interesting way to ask someone to be your maid of honor. You just text them. So you want to do this or what? Or are you just too busy? That's what happened to AB. I feel like a lot of people get engaged around the holidays. Hannah's best friend just got engaged. AB's one of her best friends just got engaged. Mm-hmm. AB's best friend, one of her best friends, texted her and said, hey, do you want to be my maid of honor? I know you're busy. It's cool if you don't want to do it. That's how she was asked. And then she's like, well, I'm going to ask in a more official way, because that's the you don't just propose anymore. You got to propose, and then you got to plan another proposal to ask everyone to be in your bridal party, including your maid of honor or your best man, like Alex had done it with all the guys standing up in his wedding. Anyone just feel like they knocked it out of the park? Like, this is super cute. This is how I did it. 314-531-9898. AB, you said you didn't hate the way she texted you, but because you're just nice, you do want a more official way of her asking you.
Yes. And she said, this is my unofficial way of asking you. Just to make sure that I would say yes before actually asking me.
I thought about this a little bit more, and I'm not saying maybe she doesn't want you to be, but I don't like the follow-up text where she says, I get if you're completely, like, if you don't want to do it and you're busy.
I think she just honestly feels like it is a big responsibility.
No, I get that.
Oh, Hannah knows she got kicked out of that one time.
Yeah. I get that.
Hannah knows more than anyone.
I failed at the responsibility, so I get it.
I think she was trying to make it seem like, do not feel bad if you say no.
No, 100%. I get that. But also, as the person, like, that's in this situation that's getting married, like, if you're my best friend, like, I don't care how busy you are. Like,
I truly do.
That's a great point.
I truly don't. Yeah. I've been asked to be the best man before, and like, we all have busy lives. But like, if truly you are my best friend, like, then no should not be your answer.
You're gonna take it, right? Exactly.
Like, I'm not giving you an out.
If Hannah,
why do you have to do this big? Like, I don't understand the showmanship. So like, do people really like the show? Like, if you're your best friend and you can't,
it's to show appreciation.
Brett, you've been married what, 10 years now? You gotta have showmanship these days.
Yeah. You can't say no. You just be like, hey, you're doing this, and that's what Candace. Candace had just called in and she had to go, but she said, I just told everyone, hey, you're gonna be standing up with me at the wedding. See you there.
But Hannah basically said, okay, I'll do it, but no responsibility.
Hannah did?
No.
And then she got kicked out.
To her cousin.
And then she got kicked out.
Seems like a Hannah problem.
Yeah, yeah. We're not getting into that story, damn it. That's a sensitive topic, and I still, no, it's her fault, not mine. I stand on that.
How did she ask you, though? Did she do it?
She asked me in the cutest way ever.
How did she do it?
It was, she invited all the bridesmaids to a brunch, and then she made each of us a personalized box, and we all opened it at the same time, and it said, for me, will you be my maid of honor? And then everybody else was bridesmaid, and then in the box, it had like a monogrammed cup, a monogrammed bracelet, and then like a pamphlet of what color you were going to wear. So then there was like little trinkets and stuff with the color that you were going to wear for your dress. It was the cutest thing ever, but then I got it taken away from me, but
you got the wrong box.
I will admit they are cute. I mean, I want nothing to do with it, but they are really cute. There's some other thoughts about the way AB's friend asked and some other suggestions on how to ask.
Yeah, some of the people think that what AB's friend did was sweet. We got a text saying, I think the follow-up after the question shows that she was trying to be considerate of AB's time, because being maid of honor is a big task and super time-consuming. It feels thoughtful as a friend, and it sounds like she's going to do something special to make it official, which is even sweeter.
Alex didn't like that. Alex said, I think that instead was, of asking, you said, you are my maid of honor.
I think that was London that texted in.
What a great friend for doing that.
That friend who asked you that way, they really are super considerate, it sounds like to me.
And then another bride texted in and said that she asked her best friends to be in her wedding on the screen at Busch Stadium. She said both of them lived out of town and hadn't been to a Cardinals game, and they were so surprised.
Wow. See?
You really can't say no then. Wow. Yeah. Then you're just public.
Yeah. All of these things are just huge. It's so crazy how these big proposals happen for your, not only your engagement, but also for your friendships as well. If an Uber driver drops you off at your house and says, hey, can I use the bathroom real quick? What would you do? 314-531-9898. Would you let them use the bathroom if they had to run into your house? I had to take an Uber the other day, and he was dropping me off, and he goes, hey, can I just use the restroom real quick? And I had to decide, so I let him just run in the house, use the restroom. I got kids in my house, my wife in my house, so I, you know, like, protect them, protect the home, let the stranger in my house. What do you do? 314-531-9898.
There's no way this is even a question. Right?
Hell no.
You let him use the restroom, right?
Zero chance.
You think, no, really? This is like the opening scene to a murder movie.
What?
No way.
What? Are there big Uber killing sprees right. happening?
I think you would let him use it.
Yes.
I think it's all in the ask. How does, I mean, we like hey, look, I hate to bother you. I know this sounds really, you know,
well,
forward.
Sometimes there's an emergency right. and the guy person has to use the bathroom. They run, they drop you off. They just gave you. No way. I can be in a car
a
with them. Yeah, if he was going to kill me, why would he kill me in my house?
Yeah, he already knows where you live.
More
yeah.
of a mystery that way. He
How
dropped
you
off you at your
say
location.
No.
Yes.
That's so no, awkward. You can
what
be
do
like,
you mean? No, man, sorry. Go to the gas station down the street.
Right.
After he just drove you home?
Give him a,
yeah.
You paid for him. No, hell no. I am not letting any stranger in my house. I don't even know that I would let like a co-worker in to go pee. Like, no.
Honestly, it's a little scary because, yes, he already knows where you live, but he doesn't know the layout of your house yet. So if he's
going to
do something, he's like, he could be memorizing
scouting
the layout.
Out.
And come
like,
back later.
Guys, yeah. if they're, I always say this, when it comes to serial killers and crazy people, nothing's stopping them. Like
you're asking
I mean,
for trouble.
No, like,
if
you're
he
not
really
letting
wants
them
to kill
in their
me,
house.
If he wants to kill me, he's gonna kill me. Yeah. I was alone in the Uber with them. He could sneak in some back door. He can wait till I walk out. There's the middle. Like, if someone wants to kill somebody, they can kill somebody.
Yeah, and I think
no, like I'm not worried about that. I mean, there things like this stuff happen all the time. I don't. I'm not a saying that bad things don't happen. I'm just saying, evil people. Because I said no. The guy's asking who's the bathroom.
You're just making it easier for them, I guess. I'm switching it up.
You
Thank
don't,
you. What? You're coming to realization.
No. You don't and live I'm, in the middle of nowhere. There's plenty of bathrooms to use
right.
anywhere you go.
But give him a bottle to pee in his car.
What
Kevin,
is
I'm really
my
glad
people?
We're having this conversation mm-hmm. because, Kevin, you would let someone in your house. So
I
we
did
need
let
to talk-
him in.
You, why?
Because he had to use the bathroom, Hannah.
And the
One
answer,
or two.
The answer is simply this. You can use the bathroom. I will be standing by that door with a bat. I hope you don't take offense with that. But I don't know you, but I understand the situation.
You know what happened? I was a nice human being. I had trust in humanity. The person used the bathroom. I didn't ask him if it was one or two, Alex.
How did he ask you? How was it brought up?
He's like, hey, I have to use the restroom really bad. Can I just run in real quick? And I said, yeah, go for it. And walked to an Uber guy, said, what's up to everyone? Uber guy went in the bathroom, came out, said, see you later.
Was your family, like, family was standing in there. Everybody said hi to this guy. Like, he just walked in and
yeah, invited
you
him,
dab up your kids and go,
him over
or what?
The, invited him to over for the Super Bowl. It was like, hey, you want to come back for the Super Bowl?
He's going to be made so... of honor now.
Yeah, I asked,
upcoming wedding.
I asked if he wanted to be my best man.
How do you know that he wasn't, like, rummaging through the medicine cabinet in the bathroom or, like, anything? Like, you just...
I always say this.
People are crazy.
I always, like, this is what I always say. People know that I'm not worth stealing from. Remember the guy who tried to break into my car? The guy shattered the
How
glass.
How could you forget?
Yeah, broke into my car. He stole nothing because he knows that I got nothing to steal. Even the guy who broke into my car left my car behind and stole nothing.
He could have stole your organs. You don't know.
He would have looked in my medicine cabinet and be like, oh, this guy's broke. I'm good. Yeah. And left. 314-531-9898. Uber driver says, hey, can I use the restroom real quick? What is your answer back? How much do you trust humanity? That's the question we're basically asking, because if you get an Uber and the Uber driver goes, hey, can I just use your restroom real quick? What is your response? What do you tell them? 314-531-9898. We're very split on who are good humans and who are just terrible people in this room. Kevin and I, clearly... great humans. We would let people into the room and yeah. let them use the restroom because we have common decency. Someone has to use the bathroom, they have to use the bathroom.
Yeah, they just picked you up. You know they're the Uber person.
Yes.
They got the little Uber thing
it
and
was
all
their
that
job
stuff.
To pick
right.
you up.
Yeah.
Maybe it's different if you're a girl.
And yes, and I would agree with
it's
that.
It's not.
I mean, all around.
That's true. Alex is on our team.
Yeah,
so.
Alex is a man and says no. I mean, I think, Brett, this might have been one of the dumbest things you've ever done in your entire life.
I mean,
life.
I do a lot of stupid things. Give me more credit than that.
No, this goes high on the list. You're just asking for someone to kill you.
Sydney, if an Uber driver asked you, as a female then, would you say, hey, you can come in and use the bathroom, or would you tell them to get the hell out of here?
Absolutely not. They cannot come inside. Are you kidding me?
You would sit in the car alone with them, but going into the house, that's where I draw the line. They could drive you anywhere. They could drive you into the middle of nowhere. You trusted them to do that?
They could. They could, but they could also drive you home, and from a safety standpoint, say that they got you home safely, end the ride, and then when they're inside, do whatever they want with you, and no one would know because they could just tell the police they ended the ride.
And they'd still get a 5-star rating.
And it said they got you to your destination.
See, I didn't think of that. See, that's someone who listens to way too many serial killer podcasts and watches way too many.
We gotta watch more Matlock.
Yeah. Because I was literally thinking, like, why would you kill them at the house? But Sydney
it's like when Amazon delivers the package, takes the picture of the package on your porch, and then takes the package.
Do they do that? Yeah. I didn't even think of that either.
Wow. Right, people are not as good as you think they are.
I'm trusting you. I think people are good people. I'm the only person who has a soul.
We're giving people ideas right now.
I know. Right. Jane, what do you think? Would you let the Uber driver use the bathroom?
No. Hell to the no.
Why?
No. Way back in the 80s, I had was running in a store real quick, and I had a woman's feminine product in my back seat I had just bought.
Okay.
And when I came out, there were young kids laughing and laughing. I'm like, what the hell are they laughing at? They stole my feminine product. I'm like, this is a real messed up world.
Oh, that's what you knew.
They stole a tampon?
Yeah. So when the kids were stealing tampons, you knew, don't I can't trust Uber drivers anymore.
What?
That's when we knew the world went to crap. When the kids started walking around and running around stealing tampons, we knew the world
that's
ended.
Right. That's the new girl math right
there. Yeah. Man.
I lock my car in my own garage. I trust nobody because, like somebody just said, even they can come in and check your medicine cabinet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When
as a psycho person then, myself, I would do that.
And then they drug you with your own drugs.
Oh,
and,
my gosh.
Wow, you guys are watching way too much Criminal Minds. Man, I'm going to go steal some tampons. Go rethink my life. We are commercial free on Y98. Thank you so much for listening to the Brett Maga Show for this past hour as we rolled commercial free. If you did it on the Odyssey app, you instantly qualify for $5,000. That's what we're doing to catch up on some of those holiday money because, man, life is expensive and it's been hurt. Money's been tight. No joke. So all you got to do is listen on the Odyssey app for 60 minutes and you instantly qualify for $5,000 a day. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Saturday Night Live is about to kick off their 50th season, but it might be a flop. We'll get into all the tea at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
Just like us here on the Brett Mega Show, Saturday Night Live takes a little holiday break, but they are set to return on January 18th. And this is a really big deal because it's going to be kicking off the 50th season for SNL.
Crazy.
Absolutely crazy. So what's interesting to me is the first set of hosts, and I'm just really not impressed with the lineup. So Dave Chappelle is going to be the host, and the musical guest is Glorilla. They're booked for January 18th.
It's interesting musical guest, but yeah. Chappelle's always been big SNL moments.
Right.
And what day is Chappelle doing?
January 18th.
Right before the inauguration. Remember, he's had a lot of strong opinionated views, and usually it goes on an SNL rant, and he's doing it 2 days before the inauguration.
Jeez. And then for January 25th, they released that Timothée Chalamet is going to be both hosting and the musical guest, but I just feel like coming out for the 50th season, they would have like some of their strongest players to kick off the season. Like, really, I guess my main problem, like, I'm sorry to call shots at her, but Glorilla for the musical guest is the first episode. Like, really?
I do think host wise, I think Chappelle is historically one of the best comedians ever, whether you like him or not. It's up to people's opinion, and Timothée Chalamet is huge. Like, he's red
hot.
I'm so excited
for Timothée.
I'm surprised he's a musical guest, though. I mean, only thing we know from him from a musical standpoint is he played Bob Dylan. He doesn't have his own music,
No, he doesn't, and I think that's why it's going to be great.
I don't like that.
Everything he's done on SNL has gone beyond viral.
Okay, but you can't do someone else's music, can you? Has anyone else ever done that before?
I think
SNL.
That's what makes it so interesting.
You think it's cool?
I just think it's cheap. Like, I don't know.
If anyone can
really
do
excited.
It, he can.
I want to see him, like, drop new songs and be like, holy crap, T, he has, like, music.
Right.
Like, I don't want to see Bob Dylan songs.
He's going to sing Bob Dylan and Willy Wonka stuff. That's all great. Right.
I mean, I guess the only explanation I can think of is that they're saving the big dogs for, like, the 4-part series that's about to drop. It's called SNL 50 Beyond Saturday Night. That's going to drop on January 16th on Peacock, and it's going to be like a big diving in behind the scenes of the last 50 seasons of Saturday Night Live. They're going to be interviewing over 60 different SNL contributors. They're going to show like the audition processes and basically just everything a nosy person like me would love to know about the show. So maybe they're saving all their best people for that. But really, I'm not impressed with any of the news or any of the hosts that they've released to start out their 50th season for SNL.
It's going
to
flop, huh?
I do think it's going to flop. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
Let's see if you can get the Megamind question of the day correct on the Brett Mega Show. 4 out of 5 people have had a fight with their friend because of this. What has made you fight with one of your good friends, Hannah?
I'm going to say when you get ditched.
Oh, ooh. Like a friend ghosted you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it's when they've asked you to be in their wedding. You said
damn.
It's the way
shots fired.
You. Okay.
I think it's when you like continually invite them to do something and it's consistently no.
Oh, constantly no?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm going to say something with money, like they borrowed money, didn't give it back, something like that.
4 out of 5 people had a fight with their friend because of this. I feel like it's less of a big deal than like ghosting or money, but 90% of people or 80% of people are fighting with their friends because of it. That answer's coming away in 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. 4 out of 5 people have had a fight with their friend because of this. A lot of really good guesses from you guys. And I thought this is not as serious, but I'm going to say it, and somebody in the room is going to jump down my throat. AB.
Oh?
Spoilers.
Yes.
4 out of 5 people have gotten into an actual argument with their friend over spoilers.
And I have.
Chill out. Mm-hmm.
I regret nothing.
All right. Next thing you're watching, I can't wait to spoil it for you.
Oh, my gosh. That's just sick of you to say, Brett.
Mega Minds.
Sweet, innocent, pure little old AB over there. One of the nicest people on the planet. Got protested against. Mm-hmm. What happened, AB, that had people protesting you?
So I was in Atlanta for a couple days at Passion, which is this Christian conference for young adults. And it was in the State Farm Arena there. So like you're there with 25,000 other people worshiping God. And everyone's like crying the whole time. They fly in these like pastors that are really well known. It was really incredible. And it felt like the entirety of Atlanta was like in this Christian bubble. Not even just in the arena, but like the hotel I was staying at, because there were so many people at this conference. Like everybody's walking around in Christian like t-shirts and sweatshirts. I went to the aquarium and everyone was walking around
that
in the t-shirts and sweatshirts.
Amazing, isn't it?
It was insane. And so everywhere you look, I'm like surrounded by Christians. So we're in this bubble. And the only time that we were really out of this Christian bubble was when we would walk out of the arena every night. And there was this like small group of 3 or 4 people protesting the conference. And the first time I saw them, I was like, maybe the pastor that spoke, like maybe he's a controversial person and I just don't know it. But then we walk out of the arena the next night and the next night, and they're continually just protesting us. And it was just like a weird realization of like, they're protesting me. They're like literally protesting the foundation of my entire life.
It's crazy that they're like yelling things and like they have picket signs and everything yelling at you guys.
Like I've never experienced anything like that. And they kept.
I asked AB, is this is just like a conference that is more like people that just believe in God and just really positive? Because sometimes like with like any type of religion, there can be a cult-like following. Like, was there anything controversial that it was, like, cult-like? And they were like, don't join this cult. She was like, no, they're literally like, stop being happy. And I'm
Well,
that's what they were yelling?
The one, like, sometimes they would change it up, and it just, like, wasn't even making sense. But the one constant thing they kept saying was, what are they saving you from? And I just wanted to be like, death.
Yeah,
like, literal death.
I would pull him aside and be like, you know how many sins I got? Let's unpack some stuff. Like, how much time you got over here? So you got time to protest me.
Did it feel like super personal to you?
It did, because they would look you like right in the eye as they're saying it. And so like you want to say something back, but then you're like, I don't know if that's going to be a productive conversation. There was one of the Passion volunteers. It was like the cutest like 80-year-old man was just standing in front of them, giving everyone high fives as you would pass by and be like, keep smiling. Like, you're doing great. Like, everything's fine. And so that made me feel a lot better. But it was just a weird thing where it's like we were getting this glimpse of heaven in the arena and then to step out and immediately be protested.
The only experience I have with anything like this is I've done a lot of pride parades and there's always protesters like at a certain part of the parade. They're like, I feel like they like rope off like these idiots that want to protest these people's sexuality, but I'm not gay. So I felt like they weren't even protesting me. I just felt like, you know, I just watched idiots yell stupid stuff. And I've never really been felt like people are protesting what I am as a person. So you got to experience that. Like, well, I am Christian and they're protesting what I'm here for. Mm-hmm. And it does make you feel like you just start to question yourself or you want to hide. And I've asked people even like, hey, how does that part of the parade? I've asked other people who are gay and friends of mine. And they're like, I do just feel like they don't understand. And so did you feel like, man, you just don't understand me?
That's definitely what it was. Like, it wasn't like anger at all. Yeah. It was more sadness, thinking like you feel so strong, like you are so strongly against what I am for and what I know is true, that it just made me sad for them. So
it's interesting. Yeah, I've never been protested before, and it's such an interesting feeling to walk out of something being so happy and then hear people shouting things at you. And of all people on the show, the person to get protested being AB is not the person I saw coming, actually.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.